Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 24th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Association of free fatty acids with long-term adverse outcomes in patients with premature myocardial infarction, a prospective cohort study. This prospective cohort study investigated the association between free fatty acid, FFA levels, and long-term major adverse cardiovascular events, MACE, in 1168 patients with premature myocardial infarction. The research aimed to establish the independent prognostic value of free fatty acids and their combined effects with inflammatory markers, obesity, and insulin resistance on patient outcomes. By evaluating these factors, the study provides a foundation for understanding the role of metabolic markers in risk stratification after premature myocardial infarction. This information is crucial for identifying patients at higher risk and potentially informing future therapeutic strategies. Article number 2. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction and lower natriuretic peptide. Clinical characteristics and change in natriuretic peptide levels. This study investigated the clinical characteristics and changes in N-terminal pro-B type natriuretic peptide, NT-pro-NP, levels within heart failure. With preserved ejection fraction, HEF, PEF, patients presenting with lower than expected natriuretic peptide levels. Using data from the SUPPORT, supplemental benefit of an angiotensin receptor blocker in hypertensive patients with stable heart failure using olmesartan trial, the research aimed to characterize this specific subgroup. Understanding these characteristics is vital for recognizing patients with mild NT-proBNP elevations, which is emphasized in recent heart failure guidelines. This provides crucial information for accurate diagnosis and tailored management strategies for a challenging heart failure phenotype. Article number 3. Molecular mechanisms of exosomes from human iPSC cardiomyocytes and mesenchymal stem cells in restoring the injured myocardium. This study investigated the molecular mechanisms through which exosomes derived from human-induced pluripotent stem cell cardiomyocytes, iPSC cardiomyocytes, and mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, contribute to restoring injured myocardium. Using a porcine ischemia reperfusion injury model, the research identified shared and distinct effects of induced pluripotent stem cell cardiomyocyte exosomes, ICMXO, and mesenchymal stem cell exosomes, MSCXO. The findings advance the understanding of how both types of exosomes improve cardiac function. This mechanistic insight is critical for developing more targeted and effective exosome-based regenerative therapies for myocardial repair. Article number 4. Seizures in infants with congenital heart disease, a national cohort study. This national cohort study analyzed the incidence, clinical characteristics, and outcomes of seizures in infants with congenital heart disease, CHD, utilizing the U.S. National Inpatient Sample Database from 2016 to 2020. The study compared demographics and clinical outcomes between congenital heart disease infants with and without seizures, after excluding specific confounding factors. The research established that infants with congenital heart disease have an increased risk of seizures. These findings are crucial for enhancing vigilance, early detection, and tailored management strategies to improve neurological outcomes in this vulnerable pediatric population. Article number 5. Early life sociodemographic factors and cardiovascular health in pre-adolescence among low-income and racially and ethnically diverse children. This study investigated the relationship between early childhood sociodemographic factors and pre-adolescent cardiovascular health, CVH, in a cohort of low-income and racially and ethnically diverse children. Using secondary data from the NET Works, Now Everybody Together for Amazing and Helpful Kids, randomized controlled trials, the research applied the American Heart Association Life's Essential 8 metrics to assess cardiovascular health. The study established significant associations between early life social determinants of health and subsequent cardiovascular health trajectories. These findings highlight the critical importance of early interventions addressing social and environmental factors to promote optimal, long-term cardiovascular well-being in vulnerable pediatric populations. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.